Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast to the Raven and the Blues, welcome to Tags Ireland, and once again another live band. And this time the joys of the internet are such that people can hear the programme around the world, and also musicians can hear it and make contact. And Michael of the Wyos made contact about a year ago, and we've been in irregular contact ever since, and I'm really pleased to have Michael Parrish and Joe to the island, and hope you enjoy the set. Wyos.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Arthur Blake, who played a lot around Georgia and Florida. Nobody knows a whole lot about his life except that he cut some of the most amazing sides of guitar music ever recorded. So we'd like to give you our take on one of his tunes. This one's called Georgia Bound.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Well, I've got to hustle and catch the train southbound. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing hoe. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing hoe. Open up my bag, walk over the ice and snow. Up your fiddle, rise it up your bow. Tune up your fiddle, rise it up your bow. And warm up that griddle and open your cabin door. Blues around my mind, they won't go away. Blues around my mind and they just won't go away. Oh, they're coming on every yard, which of that old way. Thank you. chicken on the roost babe, melon on the vine. Chicken on the roost babe, melon on the vine. Well, I've got to get back to that Georgia gal of mine. Well, it's time to hustle, gonna leave this town. Well, it's time to hustle, gonna leave this town. Well, I've got to hustle and catch the train. We'll catch the train on southbound.
Thank you very much. Well, we were very much inspired by listening to 78s on Victrola. We've got a couple of them. Joe, namely, has a couple of them. Got his first one at 5 years of age, actually. And we love old American music, both the African-American tradition, white hillbilly tradition, all jazz, blues, ragtime, country, jug band, whatever it might be. And so we listen to a lot of 78s we find on the road. And we're very much inspired by all those early American musical idioms, as well as
people always ask, what kind of music is it that you play? That's always, I guess, the question that musicians get. And we like to call it vaudevillian ragtime blues and hillbilly swing, something like that. So
that's it.
I guess this is sort of an example of that. This is maybe the first song that we wrote together as a band. And very much inspired by all those great 78s. So this one's called
As well as the actual sound, tonality of the Victrola.
Absolutely. It's a secret weapon. If you could see us here in the yard, you'd know.
Just one more day here. Berries, plums to eat, and won't you be my guest here? Purple cornflower cannot mock the hour in fields of strawberry wine. If I had more time and green water, see night in the stars, all around the stranger, down a hair of jumping, I see. Strawberry wine.
thank you so much. We'd like to take you back down south and do a tune by another one of our favorite blues guitar players. This next guy is Blind Boy Fuller, and he played a lot around the Durham, North Carolina area. Played a bit with Gary Davis, and just one of the greatest ragtime guitar players right up there with Blind Blake. And so this is one of his tunes, but we've actually rearranged it a little bit more, maybe in the style of the early jug bands, which you might have heard down in Memphis, Tennessee, in, say, 1927-28. So if there are any sort of music historians, music geeks out there, that's the history of the song. But we think perhaps the best part of this song is the full title. I would like to try it for you now. This is called Baby, If You Think I'm Crazy About You, You Got to Change Your Mind.
Blues tune for you. This one's a little different in the style. This one is more in the Delta blues tradition, where you get a little bit more of that melancholy, haunted, sort of the sadder blues, trouble blues. This is called Bye Bye Baby.
she's gone away, left me alone. I ain't got nobody to call my own. Said bye-bye, baby, lots of love, darling. You're still my baby. I told you I love you time and again, but you know, darling, you still don't understand. Say bye-bye, baby, lots of love, darling, you're still my baby. Well, you still may be a million miles away, or you still may be in town. I said all I wanna know is, what did I do? What did I do, and why did you put me down? Lord, have mercy. My heart's in pain, but I always play that losing game. Bye-bye, baby, lots of love, darling, you're still mine, you're still mine, you're still mine.
This would be a good point in the about the halfway point of the proceedings to have a quick chat with the three of you. I've been with you for about an hour and a half now, 2 hours, and who is the, there isn't a leader, is there, in the band? You're sort of you're all together, aren't you?
Democracy.
Yes. Yeah, so that's actually one of the things that attracted all of us to this music, as opposed to bluegrass or jazz, where you have really a featured soloist and it's everyone like backing up. you know, one featured performer. With this kind of music, you know, it's really all about the song, and it's all about delivering the song. And so the three of us all bring something very different to the table, musically and performatively. And when you put it all together, it becomes this thing that's bigger than it than itself.
You don't make much money in music normally, and if you'd want to, you have to go commercial. And you guys seem to have not deliberately, but you've chosen a very specialized kind of genre of music, haven't you?
Well, yeah. We were all just drawn to handmade acoustic music in various styles and idioms, and I was listening to a lot of the rural blues of African-American rural blues that was played from the late 1800s but not recorded until, you know, technology allowed it to be in the 20s and 30s. And Michael listens to that, and also a lot of the early harmonica players and jug bands and early swing, New Orleans swing players. And Joe listened to a lot of old-time Appalachian fiddle and banjo music, and we all just have different backgrounds that all have sort of melded together in this amalgamation. And it works out well because we don't feel that we're constricted, that we have to play a certain style or format to be fit in a category. We just bring it all together, and like we mentioned before, it's there's no leader. We all just play whatever we hear in the moment spontaneously, and but we listen to each other very intensely, and we hope that it all fits together in a very spirit of the moment in a live setting. And usually that happens.
How do you find your audiences? Because, again, the audiences are going to expect either sort of a bluegrass and jug band music is extremely rare here in the UK. So on your tour, you've been traveling for 3 or 4 weeks now. I mean, Michael, what have your audiences been like?
The audiences have been really, really terrific. And one thing that seems to be common after we play is that they've never seen anything or heard anything like what we're doing before. And granted, it's been around for a while, the style of music, but I think the combination of our presentational style and the choice of the music that we're playing hasn't been really played and enjoyed in the way that we're trying to present it in quite some time. So I think it's been a really strong reaction. And I think just this music has a lot of great rhythmic qualities and great melodic qualities as well, that it just doesn't feel like it's set in a time. For me personally, it feels like it's very ageless.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And finally, before we go back to the music, why the Wyos? I know you're all from New York, so tell us the story behind why.
Well,
the
Wyos comes right from New York. It's an old street gang from Lower Manhattan, the Five Points. In around the late 1860s, they were a notorious gang that had a lot of political power then. And we met up, Parrish and I met up around there and met in a bar in the Five Points, and I was doing a show at the time that was focusing a lot on the history of the Lower Manhattan, and so it just kind of coincided, like, oh, sounds good, euphonic, sounds like a cool, like, Wyo or something, you know, we don't know, and it just stuck, and we're kind of rough and tumble guys, you know, if you look at us.
I think the full history of the Wyos is actually...
We're lucky this is radio.
It's actually the full history, I believe, is on your website, isn't it? Yeah,
yes, we do have a little biographical...
Wyos.com is where you'll find it, yeah. But let's have a couple more numbers from the band. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
That's great. Thanks.
Well, there were a lot of washboard bands that were popular in the charts back in the 30s, as well, you know, and the jug band craze was popular. Hokum music was popular, and washboards were the main instrument for rhythm before big drums became popular. And so we listened to a lot of the Washboard Rhythm Kings. They're probably the most well-known band from that period of time. And we got the next song from one of their recordings. It's called Blue Drag. And it's on CD that we recorded about a year ago and have with us or online. It's called Blue Drag.
You got me tagging the ground. You got me hanging around. I dig that slow drag. Oh, mama, slow drive. You got that slow lazy swing. You got that blue lazy thing. I dig that slow drive. Oh, that rhythm, the rhythm has got me. Your winds are just serious craze. Oh, that rhythm, the rhythm has got me. Your winds are just serious craze. I can't get enough of slow drive. You know my heart's on fire. You know I'll never tire of that blue. Oh, that blue.
As I mentioned earlier, the jug band and washboard swing music was real popular back then, especially with the rural bands, and they couldn't afford to buy expensive professional instruments, so they used washboards instead of big drums, and they used kazoos instead of trumpets and horns, and a lot of times they used washtub basses instead of upright basses. So we're going to do a ragtime tune. It's in that same era, that same style. This one is also one from Blind Boy Fuller, Fulton Allen, Durham, North Carolina. We played one of his earlier. Let's see. That's not in tune.
Thank you.
one for you. I got me a wife and a sweetheart too. And my wife don't want to go, my sweetheart do. Oh, rag mama, rag, rag. Rag mama, rag, rag, rag. Mama, rag, baby, you got rag. Rag mama, rag, rag. Rag mama, rag, rag, rag. Mama, rag, baby, you got rag. Love another man in my back door. She said, listen up, mister, don't you know you gonna reap just what you sow. Now rag mama, rag, rag. Rag mama, rag, rag. Oh, baby, do that rag. Rag mama, rag, rag. Rag mama, rag, rag. Rag mama, rag, baby, do that rag.
We'll kind of do the other side of the old time music spectrum for you now. We're gonna play an old time mountain tune, Appalachian mountain tune. This is a country before it moved to Nashville and got all off course.
Well said.
I could have used some other words that probably the FCC wouldn't agree with or objected to, but we call it Nash Trash, the kind of music they make there today. Nashville, but this is back in the 20s. This was made by Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers around Asheville, North Carolina.
And one of the great murder ballads.
That's
of,
right.
Of all times. Shows up actually on a lot of blues records.
Yeah, it does. That's right. John Hurt recorded it, as well as many other people known. People call it Frankie and Johnny or Frankie and Albert. Here we go.
Johnny was sweethearts, they had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed he'd leave her, said he's gone away to Rome. Well, never coming home. Well, Blackie begged and she pleaded, my love, Johnny, please stay. Honey, you know I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. And Frankie cried, and Johnny sighed. I'm going away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up, but still you think of me. You'll wish me back, your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come.
Frankie said to his John, boy, now your hour's done to come. Does underneath my silk kimono brought me 44 gun, these love affairs, they're hard to bear. So Johnny ran down the stairway. He shouted, "Frankie, don't shoot." Frankie took that far and far, and the gun went booty toon toon as John fell. I heard Frankie yell,
"I'm going away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up in snow, you think of me. Gonna wish me back, your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come." Send the 16 horses and the rubber tied hat. Carried John to the graveyard. Frank shot him in the back with a great big gun, and she had to run. Sent for some policemen to pick her up today. Lock her up in the prison cell and throw that key away. Her John is dead because he said, "I'm going away, I'm going to stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up, the story think of me. You'll wish me back, your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. I'm gone away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up, the snow, you think of me. You'll wish me back, your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come."
Lovely. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Yeah.